Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 26 today, verses 16 through 19. Jeremiah 26, verses 16 through 19. It says, "Then the officials and all the people said to the priests and the prophets, 'This man does not deserve the sentence of death, for he has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God.' And certain of the elders of the land arose and spoke to all the assembled people, saying, 'Micah of Moresheth prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and said to all the people of Judah, this thus says the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be plowed as a field, Jerusalem shall be a heap of ruins, and the mountain of the house, a wooded height. Did Hezekiah, king of Judah, and all Judah put him to death? Did he not fear the Lord and entreat the favor of the Lord? And did not the Lord relent of the disaster that he had pronounced against them? But we are about to bring great disaster upon ourselves.'" Now, if you don't know where we are, if you haven't been following along, and this is a program you've just jumped into, let me catch you up real quick. Jeremiah has been preaching in the temple area in the city of Jerusalem about the coming judgment of God on Jerusalem and the temple. The people have gotten really upset about this, and he said, "Hey, this is what's going to happen." And they said, "Well, you should deserve to die." So they call a court proceeding, and the leaders and the priests and the prophets all gather around. And they're trying to decide whether or not Jeremiah should live or die. And that's what's going on. And so some people speak up and say, "Hang on, he doesn't deserve to die," even though others have said he did. Because if you remember back in the days of Micah, when Hezekiah was king, he did the same kind of preaching. He said the same type of thing, but Hezekiah didn't kill him. And the people listened and God relented of the judgment that he was going to bring in that day. Let me take you back to what Micah actually said. They quoted from Micah chapter 3, verses 9 through 12. Micah said, "Hear this, you heads of the house of Jacob and rulers of the house of Israel, who detest justice and make crooked all that is straight, who build Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. Its heads give judgment for a bribe. Its priests teach for a price. Its prophets practice divination for money. Yet they lean on the Lord and say, 'Is not the Lord in the midst of us? No disaster shall come upon us.' Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed as a field, Jerusalem shall become a heap of ruins, and the mountain of the house a wooded height." Now, remember, that's the exact place that they just quoted from. They knew what Micah had said, and they decide they're going to vote. Well, you know what? Let's not kill him because this is what this one group says. Let's not kill him because if we listen to him and do what God says, maybe God will relent. Jeremiah had already even said that. He said, "If you obey the Lord, your voice of the Lord your God," this is back in verse 13 of chapter 26, "if you obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will possibly relent of the disaster he's pronounced against you." We see God do that in the book of Jonah, don't we? Now, of course, Jonah didn't want the people of Nineveh to repent, but he went and preached what God said to preach. Of course, God had to put him in a belly of a fish to get him over there. But when he ended up where God wanted him to be, he said, 40 days and this city will be destroyed. Well, the people all listened. They repented. They put on sackcloth and ashes. They didn't eat. They fasted. They begged God for mercy. They even put their sackcloth and ashes on their animals. And God relented of what he said he would do. Of course, we know the story. Jonah was mad, and that's another whole aspect of the story. So in this court setting, a bunch of people are saying he ought to die because he spoke against the city and against this temple. Some of the wiser leaders said, "Hey, if you remember, Jeremiah is not the first person to say this. Micah said it back in the day of Hezekiah," and he quoted from chapter 3, what we know of chapter 3, verses 9 through 12. And they said, "And God held off and spared us of the judgment that Micah said was coming." And so their encouragement was to listen to him. Oh, you know what? Only God knows the exact timing of all that is coming. Ultimately, a judgment is coming on the whole world. But is it possible that it could be spared in our day and that we might not see it? Well, yes. God is not a God that loves wrath and judgment. It's a major part of who he is because he's holy. Yet at the same time, he's not willing any to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that they repent. And if our nation would repent and say, "God, we want to come back to you. We were wrong." He will lengthen our days on this earth. Ultimately, the Bible says that every nation on the earth is going to be judged, and that includes us. But our nation could be spared if our leadership and the nation and the people as a whole honestly say, "God, we want to come back to you." I pray they do. We'll see what happens. Pray for it and see what God does. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.